Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. We're joining you in the midst of a thunderstorm. What else is new? Down toward Nashville, Tennessee, we're having thunderstorms moving through the area. And we're all hooked up here and ready to go. Hope that everything is coming through on your end of it. Praise Yahweh. And everything is fine here on this end, I think. Praise Yahweh. So we're ready to go, and we hope that you are. We got a great message for you here tonight on the Money Changers Part 5. I guess maybe the devil just don't like the messages about the money changers. We're going to go to the fifth part tonight. Get your Bibles. Get your pens and paper to make notes. And let's hope and trust that Yahweh will bless us. We need a blessing. We've been under the dominance and the control of the money changers. And Christ got very upset about it. When he was here, he left us a message. Beware of the money changers. Beware of the scribes. Beware of the Sadducees. Scribes lie. They change the text. They have covered up the name like I revealed last night. They don't want you to know it. They don't want you to use it. It gives them the jitters. And it gives you the power. As long as they can keep you deceived, you're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. This system that's set up, this worldwide system, total control, the greatest scam ever perpetrated upon the people of the world. We're all we're influenced by money. We have to have money. And money is the root of all evil. And so we need to get away from the love of money and start using money for the kingdom principle. That's what I was trying to say last night in so many ways. And by using money for the kingdom principles, the Bible said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness." And then all of these things that we seek after is going to be added to us. So let's hope and pray and trust that everything that we do tonight will be in setting the preponderance of the evidence of truth before you. Nothing but the truth. We want you to know the truth. And the truth is going to make you free. Let me issue and control a nation's money, and I care not who writes the laws. Now, Mr. Rothschild, who started this large money changer exchange, he's given credit for being the originator of it. Whosoever controls the volume of money in any country is absolute master and of all industry and commerce. And when you realize that the entire system is very easily controlled one way or another by a powerful few men at the top, you will not have to be told how periods of inflation and depression originate. Spoken in 1881 by President James Garfield. Let me read that to you again so that you'll get the motion of the evidence that is set before you. Whosoever controls the volume of money in any country becomes absolute master of all industry and commerce. And when you realize that the entire system is very easily controlled one way or another by a few powerful men at the top, you will not have to be told how periods of inflation and periods of inflation and depression originate. Now, what do we mean by that? What did Mr. Garfield, what did he mean by that? Well, basically, he was talking about the money changers and how that a few men got control of the power to print the money. Now listen to this. Unfortunately, within a few weeks of making this statement that I just read to you twice for impact, because this is a very powerful statement, and it had to be true. Within a few weeks of making this statement, President James Garfield, you know, his name is mentioned very little. Rarely is his name mentioned. 1881, after the Civil War now, he was assassinated for making this statement. Such was the displeasure of the secretive money changers, the elite bankers of the world, Garfield paid for his indiscretion with his life. Others who have come before him and after him have also lost their lives. Now, I want you to join me tonight in trying to discover. The Bible said you're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And money clearly dictates the power and your position in earth. It's controlled by a few people who have made your life miserable. You have become the tail and not the head. And the ones that Christ beat out of the temple, the money changers, he was so disturbed by their power, they were gaining a toehold even in his time, 2,000 years ago. And today, ladies and gentlemen, you can rest assured they are in total, total control. Or at least they think they are. Yahweh will have the last laugh, but he's going to have to do something drastic. We're under a punishment mode. We were warned as the house of Israel. We are the house of Israel scattered abroad. We are the ones that call upon his name. We are the ones that worship him in spirit and truth. We are his children, and to us, these laws were given that if we would serve him, we would be the head. If we forgot him, we'd be the tail. Well, guess what? Christian people are so gullible. They sit in these churches where these powerful preachers have the power to deceive and entertain. Religion has got so vain and so traditional. It's mostly about the traditional things, Christmas, which is pagan, and all these other things that we could mention. And so instead of moving up to the spiritual level that we should, we have failed from our steadfastness, become blind and ignorant and oblivious to what's going on around us because we love being servants. We're the subjects to the king and the kingdom of the money changers. Oh my, let us pray. Heavenly Father, tonight we send out an urgent appeal to you to awaken your people. Our only chance for redemption and to overcome the beast and the power of the beast, which is the money changers, which they have developed an encroaching noose around the neck of your people. We are servant to them, and they rule over us as they have become the head, as you warned us that they would, and we become the tail. We pray tonight, under our burdens of taxation without representation. It doesn't matter who writes the laws. Mr. Rothschild determined that it was the people that had the money that has the power. And so it is. Father, we pray that you break this demonic spell of witchcraft. This rebellion away from you. Father, restore us to our present a place of prominence by your side. You thought it not robbery, Father, for us to ascend to be equal with you. Father, we're no longer the sons of Yah. We are the servants of the kings, the rulers, the evil ones of the earth. I pray right tonight that something transforms in the heavens. You said whatever we bind in the heavens will be bound on earth. I bind the power and the mystique and the secrecy of the money changers upon the earth. I bind them in heaven and on earth. I loose your truth to open up the eyes of the children of Israel. Give us a voice. Give us a Gideon. Give us someone to lead us out of this dungeon. As Joseph was in the dungeon for righteousness, we have been placed in the dungeon because of our ignorance. We have failed from our steadfastness by believing the lie of the devil. We were warned by our forefathers not to let this happen, not to let them in, not to let them rule over us. But through powerful, elite, secretive, behind-the-scenes operations, they have gained through changing our laws, brought in the Federal Reserve, which is nothing more than a front for the international bankers, as they have taken over the finances and now they control the politicians and the elected officials who are now subservient to them to obey their ever whim. Mr. Garfield told us that the money changers would create these times of inflation and depressions, that they would alter these to make us servant, to make us fearful, to look to them for the answers. We have quit looking to you. We have quit calling upon you as your people that is called by your name. And we call upon those, maybe that they who control the money can control the powers of the darkness of the air. And we know that Satan has a lot of power. And unfortunately, he's given it to these to do his bidding, who they are servants. They are blood-drinking evil ones. They're corrupted. They're given over to reprobated minds. Mr. Garfield paid with his life for making the statement in 1881 that a few powerful men at the top will have the power to create inflation or times of depression. Remember, 1929, I believe, was a forerunner to what we're having right now. And so, President Garfield, he knew in 1881 that these elite money changers who issue the money, I care not who makes the laws, as long as I have the control of the nation's money. Mr. Rothschild and the international bankers elite and whosoever will sell out to them, that they now are in strong, firm control. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to break this. We've got to overcome this. And the only way that I know, put up your swords, it's not time for a sword. Put up your guns, it's not time for a gun. It's time to get on your knees. What can you do right now against the powerful elite that you don't even know where they're at? If you went hunting for them, you couldn't find them. They're so well entrenched and hidden behind causes and systems and trust that you don't even know how they operate. And so they're in total control, and it's by the will of Yahweh right now that Babylon prosper and rule over Yahweh's people. Why? Simply because that our fathers have transgressed and would not keep his laws. But as Joseph came out of the prison and rose to prominence and led the prosperous years, had 7 years of lean and 7 years of prosperous times. And Yahweh designed that system for Joseph to raise up and gain prominence among the Egyptians. He was a second man in Egypt. And as long as, because Joseph was righteous, it shows you what that's telling you. That's giving you hope. In the future, there will arise a Joseph that will lead the people of Israel. Open their eyes. Bring in a system that will be honest, just weights and measures. Restore the integrity of our nation and our cause, because we are a predestined nation of excellence. In the spirit world, Yahweh sees us as a people who are blinded and dumbed down. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge again. And the sheep are a type of dumb sheep. We love the taskmasters to be over us. We love to be told what to do. We love to be told to go to work. We love to be the servant and not have servants. We give up all those rights. And so we've surrendered everything that we should be to become what we are. And we are a defeated, poor, wretched, miserable, blind, dumb sheep. And that is putting it lightly. Ladies and gentlemen, two Roman emperors lost their lives setting about to reform the usury laws by limiting land ownership to 500 acres and freeing up the coinage in their eras. In 48 BC, Julius Caesar took back the power to coin money from the money changers. And he made it available to everyone. He was assassinated for his efforts. The common people lost their homes and their wealth. And just as we are in the 21st century, are now becoming victims. Bankruptcies. Bank foreclosures at all-time high. We are in a depression created by the very people who are squeezing the lifeblood and our wealth right out of our hands. They create these things. And the common people who lost their homes back then, even in 48 B.C. This is before the Messiah. So, you see, our Heavenly Father has watched down through the years as empires have risen and fell by using the illegal usage of money and taking away just weights and measures. You see, wealth should be distributed not to the rich. And see, the communist trick, they promise you that they're going to redistribute the wealth of the wealthy. And that's the wealthy that are orchestrating the communist takeover of America. They already have the wealth. But they promise you liberty, and they promise you wealth, and then they win you over politically, and then you vote them into office, and that's all it takes. From there, they execute the total dominion through the laws of finance. And they control the industry, they control the military, they control the commerce, and so they control Wall Street. The people on Wall Street are not the elite rich. It's the elite rich money changers that sit outside the Wall Street system, and every city has got a Wall Street system, to bilk you out of your treasures. People have worked hard for 401ks, have now lost them through the Depression. That's what it's designed for. You only prosper when they say to prosper. And you're in famine when they say it's a famine. It's feast or famine with them. When you feast, they let you gain a few coins and put in your bank accounts, and you trust them to watch your money. That's like electing the fox to guard your money or to guard your chickens. And guess what? When two wolves are sitting down and planning dinner, and the only menu is lamb, guess who shows up on the table? The slaughtering of the lambs. And we have been under this usury curse. And right now, I am going to pray one more time about usury. Daniel was a just man, and he prayed three times a day. Elijah was a just man, and he prayed seven times the day for rain. So let's pray that usury will become obsolete in our lifetime. Our Heavenly Father, we come together with all the saints that are bowing their heads and calling upon you as humbly as we know how, with hat in our hand. We approach you and we solicit you through prayer and pray that you would bind the money changers in the heavens. Father, invoke upon them the power for us to rule over them. Father, we pray that their power to create wealth out of the magic system of the Federal Reserve will be damned. Hallelujah. We damn the Federal Reserve in the name of Yahweh. We curse it to its terrible roots. We're hanging on to it as a few people, under the pretense of being God's chosen people, have lied and tricked and blinded the unsuspecting sheep that don't know that these are sheep dressed, these are wolves dressed up in sheep clothing to deceive the very elect. But Yahweh, you said that in the day, if we'd humble ourselves and pray and seek our face when we found ourselves in trouble, even when we were scattered abroad, that you would bless us and return us to prominence, that you would make us again the head and not the tail. Father, intervene in the affairs of our world. We invite you in. We invite you to send your angels, Michael, Gabriel, and all of the angels at your command. Post them over every major city and over the rural areas of our mountains and our vales and our valleys, where we are trying to survive in these last days in the time of trouble. You commanded us to call upon you in the day of trouble, and you deliver us. Father, bind the power of usury laws. Father, take it away from their power to rule over us. Awaken us all over this earth right now. I pray that the eyes of the sheep and the voice of the shepherds would sound the alarm as the watchman on the wall to take back that which the caterpillar and the cankerworm has destroyed in our blessings. Father, we have surrendered everything that we have through laws that have been shammed and crammed down in times when we weren't looking. These are very subtle, crafty snakes that has crawled into our midst. These are the wolves that guard the door to the hen house. We pray right now, Father, that every wolf that is standing in the way, to remove them by the power of Michael and his war angels. Let us make war through prayer. Let us call upon you in a time of trouble, and you will deliver us according to your word. And we pray mightily all over this earth. Let this voice ring through to others whose ears are not listening now. But let this be told from mouth to mouth. Let it be shouted from the housetop that we bind the usury-making money changers upon this earth. Every demonic, satanic serpent that walks upon this earth, may they face the inevitable judgment of the wrath of the Almighty God. Take it, Father. Take the battle to them. Join them. We hiss, Father, for the bumblebees. We hiss, Father, for the weapons of our warfare, which is mighty. And we enact it and we use it from heart to heart and from breast to breast as we call mightily upon you, that this lusting greed and power which has overtaken your people and in enticed us to play in their arena. And we, Father, are like the little mouse trapped with the cunning craftiness of the skill and cats of the money changers. Father, let us no longer be the mouse, but let us be the cats. Let us be the lions, and let us be the chasers. And let one chase a thousand of the money changers out of the positions of power. Let two chase 10,000 and so on until one breast to one breast, from one voice to the next voice. Let us tell these things and let us proclaim them in the hour that we are to proclaim it, that usury no longer will be a curse upon the house of Israel, that we will no longer charge our brothers and sisters usury, but that we will enact it tenfold upon the enemy that is stole from us until we are miserable and poor and wretched and cannot see. That the money changers, which are more adept at managing money, we realize that we've been poor managers. We have been like the unjust stewards of your blessings. We give it to the enemy. Father, what the caterpillar has destroyed, let it be restored. The powers that the money changers have gotten and the force that they operate and the cruelty that they operate under, may they be cursed in the name of Yahweh and may they be reduced just as a proverb on the lips of your people. May it be a time, Father, we will not find one money changer in the United States or wherever you just weights and measures should be employed. Wherever at your discretion, Father, let them run for the borders and not find them. Let them seek the rocks to fall upon them and may it not happen. Let them dig into the dens of the earth to try to hide themselves from your wrath, which will be represented through your people. Father, these banks which have collected the wealth of the unsuspecting workers, which have carried their wealth and given to them, they put it in their treasures and turned it into stock and just a number. And at their discretion, it goes up or it goes down. And periodically, they crash the value of what we have collected for them. We lose it, and they gain it. That's the way it operates. And so tonight, Father, we pray that you will turn Israel from their evil ways. We pray, Father, that you will open the eyes of your people, Israel, who are scattered, who have no shepherds. The shepherds that teach us today conform to the ways of the world and the 501(c) crowd. We curse them in the name of Yahweh as false prophets. May they be removed one by one and exposed and brought to light before the people of Yahweh. May Washington, D.C. and the political corruption, may it be cleansed and be a pleasant memory of the past. Take all of this corruption, Father, and wash it away. And remember Jacob, your chosen, your promised people, who would eat the good of the land and be the head and not the tail. Father, we repent. We pray for the sins of our fathers. Forgive them of their transgressions. Hold it no longer against us as punishment. For you said you would punish down to the third and fourth generation. And Father, let this be the last generation of punishment until you reveal, until you fill us with your Holy Spirit, which is a love and desire not for filthy lucre, but for the truth. Let truth ring through the countryside. Let it ring through the vales and the valleys from sea to shining sea. May we be the watchmen that take back the things that the devil has stolen. For he come to set up private banking systems. And these private banks, which are posing as the federal branch of the government, which is not a federal branch of our government. These are the shysters. These are the deceivers. These are the wolves in sheep clothing. They appear righteous. They want to do things for the good of mankind. They want to restore a democracy, or they want freedom and liberty, and they preach it daily. While promising us the liberty, they make us servants of their corruption. And we're so easily deceived from one election to the next. We play their game. Father, I bind the power of the political might of the elite few. I curse it in the name of Yahweh. And I know that there's hundreds of people listening tonight that will confirm it and say, Amen, and so be it. Father, give us a just system. Make us the head again and not the tail. Root out all of these elite. Root out all of these in the seats of authority of the money changers. And as Christ as a type of His anointing, let our anointing take upon the character of His anointing. When He got infuriated, when He got so mad that He plaited cords, this is a symbol of the Spirit that we need. Father, right now, fill Your people around the earth, all of them that are called by Your name, all of them that love You, all of them that are sick and weak and diseased and poor and needy. Recharge us as You did Gideon when he was hid thrashing wheat to have a little substance because the enemy had come in and they had ruled Israel. Father, the house of Israel, bodily scattered here and there, under a corrupt Babylonian system, I pray tonight that Babylon falls, and great would be the fall of it. Make these rich and powerful, may they hunt for the hills and the valleys and the caves and the borders. May they run, and may they faint, and may they fall, and may they be rewarded for all of the sins and the evil and the corruption and the thievery that they've brought upon this great, beautiful world that You created for Your people. Father, eradicate every Canaanite, that when the time comes that we will search and not one Canaanite will be found in this system wherever that we are to look. In the great and the magnanimous name of Yahweh, may the family of these private-owned central banks, with their enormous wealth, that they've created the circumstances that would bring about the evolution of the Republic of the United States of America. It was through the Bank of England's oppression of the colonies through taxation and other physical manipulations that spurred the revolution which ultimately spawned the United States and the 13 colonies. And yet, Father, when we got established, then came the money changers and crept in, just as they were in the Bank of England, where they still are entrenched in the powerful financial district of London, England, ruling over the finances of the world. Father, let there be a tea party. Let it be a praise party, a prayer party. Let us drink of the Holy Ghost. And let us no longer glorify each other, but let us come together as a united people, called by Your name, praying. And You said whatever we bound in heaven would be bound on the earth. I bind the money changers. I curse them in the name of Yahweh. to be destroyed and to be a far memory. Let them pass into whatever they deserve in your judgment and your wrath. For I know great is their transgressions as their sins have risen to heaven. May they be cursed as the controlling money changers that you hated and despised. Put that spirit, Father, this minute that was upon you as a type of what Israel should become. Place it in every man, woman, and child's heart that is called by your name. May we the few, may we the precious, may we the apple of your eye prosper, and may we live to see the day that they will not be one money changer left upon the earth that is not hunted down as you hunted down the giants of evil of the unions between the angelic beings that transgressed, where you have them bound tonight in chains of darkness, reserved for the judgment. May their judgment be as just and as swift as the money changers, that they deserve the same fate. Judge them together, Father, and be quick about it. Father, we know that these evil men crept in unaware, not sparing the flock. And the Federal Reserve System was a direct result of the erroneous and short-sighted response by President Woodrow Wilson to the previous bank failures, which was engineered by such people as J.P. Morgan and the banks around the world, which brought about the depression for the humbling of the United States to bankrupt itself and set itself up as a corporation and appoint judges and the judicial system that they could control out of their power and wealth. In the name of Yahweh, we curse them. In the name of Yahweh, we curse every Israelite that has supported this system, that has waxed rich at the expense of their brothers, the toilers and the brick makers and the mud makers of this life. Father, many men have lost their life standing for the truth that we're talking about tonight, because the rich and the powerful and elite, money answers all things. But Father, we know from Jekyll Island, when a meeting was to evolve to a secret plan to introduce a privately owned central bank to control the finances of the United States, not for Americans, but for the money changers of Europe and New York, to lure the fractional bank lending was simply too much for these greedy money changers to pass up. This conspiracy to hijack the national economy by the private bankers was pulled off in one night and one day. Now, Father, we read in the Bible that Babylon, that was built upon this Jekyll and Hyde relationship on Jekyll Island, which is a very appropriate name for them together. Now, Father, as Mr. Hyde, walk in and command 10,000 to fall on your left hand and 100,000 of the money changers on the right. Take their power away. Take this monopoly away. Break their back and let Babylon fall in one day and in one hour. I know it's going to be marvelous. The merchants that have racked rich, we curse them. Or the religious worship of the worshipers of the merchants, how that they have joined hands in religion. We can't wait for Christmas to come to go make the merchants rich. We can't wait for Halloween to buy the hideous mask of the money changers as they control the industry and the corporations We're fast becoming a socialist state right here in America. Our freedom and liberty is done gone. We have no freedom. But as Daniel opened the window and prayed 3 times a day, as Elijah prayed 7 times for rain, we pray for the Holy Ghost rain to fall from heaven and to give us that spirit that go whoop out the money changers amongst us and drive them from our shores and restore the republic and the wealth and the integrity of the righteous who will rule the land. We pray it in the mighty and the powerful name of Yahweh. To give you an example, ladies and gentlemen, a federal purchase of $1 million worth of bonds get turned into $10 million in bank accounts just by creating a bond of $1 million. It turns into $10 million. The feds, in effect, create 10% of this totally new money. And the banks create the other 90%. See how it works? To reduce the amount of money in the economy, the process is simply reversed. The Fed sells bonds to the public, and the money flows out of the purchased bank. Loans must be reduced by 10 times the amount of the sale. So a federal sale of $1 million in bonds results in $10 million less money in the economy. So how does this benefit the private bankers who huddled in the conspiracy at Jekyll Island and formed the Federal Reserve? It misdirected banking reform. It prevented a proper debt-free system of government finance by creating debt, either into the negative or the positive. Debt is either way. If the value of money falls, debt increases. If the value of money increases, debt increases. Such as Lincoln's greenbacks. From making a comeback, it delegated to the bankers the right to create 90% of the U.S. money supply, 90%, based on only fractional reserves, which then they can loan out with interest. It centralized the overall control of the U.S. money supply in the hands of a few men. It established a central bank with a high degree of independence from effective political control. After its creation, the Federal's great contraction in the early 1930s would cause the Great Depression, and they reaped literally in wealth as they robbed the savings and the assets of the unsuspecting sheep who were victimized by the creation of the Federal Reserve. And so then, we've been on a roller coaster. Oppression, depression, recession, good times and bad times. Debt increased to the point right now that even our great, 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 great grandchildren will never be able to pay through taxation our debts that we owe to the Federal Reserve. Something's wrong, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you what it is. Sin is in the camp. Our sin is when we let Satan and his henchmen, known as the money changers, to rule over our treasure. Until we take it back, until we pray, and until we hear from heaven. We'll hear from it. Let's pray. Again, Heavenly Father, bless those that have listened tonight to the final part of the money changers. May they, in the name of Yahweh, be cursed from the earth. May the righteous reign, and may we prevail, and may the righteous inherit the earth with the treasures and the good things that you've laid up for them that love and serve you. Father, we need your help right now at this hour. Curse the money changers and curse Babylon. May it fall, and may the fall be great. May the righteous raise up and praise you, just as we are bound to do by contract, because we were created to praise you. Give us something to shout about. Bring down the Federal Reserve. Bring down the money changer system of America and restore us to just weights and measures in the name of Yahweh. If you're listening tonight and you would like to write me, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me tonight, I'm free. Area code 423-626-2172. We're going to be in fellowship coming up this month on the 27th day of May. We'll be meeting on a Thursday evening at 7 o'clock for an old-fashioned foot washing. And then we're going to pray. The same prayers that we prayed tonight with you will be repeated. We ask you to join with us, whether in spirit or in person. If you can make it, we'd like to see you. We'd like to howdy and shake with you. And we would like to pray with you and join hands and say together, we are a mighty cord that cannot be broken. Divided, the enemy will rule. Let's come back together on our knees. We're taller than any sequoia tree. And we will take the enemy to task. And we will win because we read the last chapter. All right. We got to get off of here. We love you. In the name of Yahweh. Again, my mailing address is a Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me again, just call Pastor Buddy at 423-626-2172. And may Yahweh bless you and may Yahweh keep you in His will. May you pull yourself up by your bootstraps. May you take your position upon the wall as a watchman. May you cry aloud and spare not. May you sound the alarm that the fall of Babylon is upon us. May Yahweh bless you, and may Yahweh keep you. I'll see you Monday night around the world on WWRB 3.185, Clear Channel, hopefully minus the storms that we've had tonight. We'll see you then on Monday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time with a brand new series. May Yahweh take a good liking to you. And I love you in the name of Yahweh.